Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. We are in beautiful Alba-ish Nebbiolo territory. We're in Piemonte, Mary.
Right. Let's make it clear.
We're in Piemonte.
Oh, if only.
Yes, that would be nice. Well, in Piemonte, you find the grape Nebbiolo, and in our glasses, we found wine from Piemonte.
But we also found some great Nebbiolo.
We did. And let us begin with the 2010 Velut Luna. That's the name of the wine. The producer was Paride Iaretti, and this was made in a place called Costa della Sesia, that is the DOC, a $22 bottle of wine. What do you expect from a $22 bottle of wine that has Nebbiolo in it, Ms. Zajac?
Actually, not as much as I found in this. This was a really pleasant surprise. Oftentimes, Nebbiolo needs a long time before it's drinkable and shows itself in its pretty fashion. But this was chewy. It had the traditional rose and violet scents to it, had a little bit of dried orange peel, some prunes, some dried cherries. This was just a very, very pretty wine.
I thought this was nice. Soft tannins, as I love those dried cherries that you found as well. And I thought this was worth it, basically. If you're looking for something that's not going to cost you somewhere between $60 and $80 to drink Nebbiolo, it's
now.
Rare to find one now. You're totally on the money. I couldn't agree with you more. Our second wine was also from Paride Iaretti. This was their 2004 Riserva from Gattinara, which is a sub-location inside Piemonte, a small place where they make Nebbiolo as well. This was a $30 bottle of wine, and it's 2004, so this has a number of years on it already. Mm-hmm. It was a little heavier, it was a little bit more serious, it was a bigger wine, as you can imagine. And I thought also for $30, these are nice bargains, actually.
Yeah, this one is brighter, it has more pronounced tannin, chewy, more complex. It definitely needs food. When you taste them side by side, you think, oh, I really liked the Velut Luna better. But it's a slightly different style, but the Gattinara has guts to it. It really would go well with some food.
Hence the name Gattinara, because it has guts to it. I couldn't agree with you more, and this is a huge problem with tasting, in the sense that some really fine wines don't show terribly well because they need food, or you just can't experience them. They just completely overwhelm you, and that's, I think, what this was.
Right. Not everything is just for sipping on the porch.
Exactly so. And I don't know how you solve that problem when you taste a lot of wine, you know?
I think it's just experience.
To sort of imagine that this is going to be an incredible wine with dinner tonight,
mm-hmm.
Or tomorrow night, or in 10 years from now.
Right.
Two wines from the producer Paride Iaretti, I-A-R-E-T-T-I. Check them out, from beautiful Piemonte, one from Gattinara and the other from Costa della Sesia, both in Piemonte. For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.